backstage day one at the Riots Festival. I'm delighted to be joined by Jake Shears. Hello, Jake.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, really good. This isn't your first time in Essex, because I saw you here maybe 14 years ago when it was the V Festival.
Oh my God, I can't believe it was that long ago. But yeah, it was. It must have been about 14 years ago. Yeah, somewhere around that. But I haven't. This is the first festival I've played. First kind of big rock festival I played in 5 years. Wow. It's been a long time. Yeah.
So there must be something about Essex that brings you back in.
It's just so awesome just to be at a UK festival. It's just like, I'm really excited to be back.
Yeah. Now, it has been 5 years since you last did anything with Scissor Sister. So what have you actually been doing in that time? We know you've got an album out, but you haven't been 5 years on the album, have you?
The album was done a year ago. It took 2 solid years to make the album. It took me 2 years before that to figure out what the heck I was doing. I wrote a book that came out in February that I wrote at the same time as the album. So I did Broadway last winter. I started in Kinky Boots, which was one of the greatest just joys of my life. It was absolutely just a hoot. So yeah, I've been working my tail off.
So you've been really busy. Were you doing all these things simultaneously? Because it sounds like, you know, you got play and book and album, and that's a lot to have on your mind.
I like to be really busy. I'm happiest when I'm just completely, when I've bitten off more than I can chew. Yeah. That's when I'm my happiest.
Yeah. How was the book writing for you? Because Boys Keep Swimming. Yeah. Swimming, that's a great name for a book.
Yeah, no, I came up with the title. It's one of my favorite Bowie songs, and Bowie's my number one. And when, you know, the week he passed away, it was just a very intense and special week for, you know, me and a lot of people. And it occurred to me that I wanted to name my book after that song, that week, you know, because I was about 2/3 of the way through writing it. It was just a very, you know, the book takes place kind of New York millennium, and sort of the last third of it goes into starting Scissor Sisters. It's not really a document of the whole band or anything, but sort of talks about starting the band up. And it was quite the experience. It was interesting to write the album at the same time, because the album really covers the last few years of my life, and then the book ends in 2006. So it was kind of like sort of reassessing my past and which helped me sort of look at the present and figure out how to turn those into songs.
Would you say the album is a very personal work?
It's the most personal thing I've made, yeah, definitely. I also think it's the best thing I've ever made. and maybe because of that, I think I was just really able to like go deeper, and it's a little bit different in a band, because you just want you sort of want to represent everyone when you're when you're in a group, and now I could really just go in and take all those things that I love and develop them into this one piece, you know.
So you've changed the process about how you're recording now, because obviously you're a very New York City kind of guy, and Scissor Sisters are very associated with it, but you're out of New York now. You've moved. You recorded the album, was it Louisville,
New Orleans. Yeah, I wrote it in New Orleans. I moved to New Orleans 3 years ago, and I split my time between there and L.A., and then Louisville, we recorded the record from the ground up. So I've been spending a lot of time in the South, and I've been loving the vibe of smaller cities. You know, New Orleans has really changed my life. You can definitely hear the influence of the city in the record, and it was worth the move, I think, down there.
And you recorded with members of My Morning Jacket. Now that is definitely a change of vibe, isn't it?
Yeah. So Kevin Ratterman, who produced the record, has engineered all their albums, and I've got Patrick Hallahan here playing playing drums for me. And Bo from Jacket did all the like analog synths and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, it was a great. You know, we had a pretty awesome. I mean, the lineup, we got Preservation All Jazz Band on all the horns from New Orleans. So I got Barbara Streisand's violinist and string arranger to do all the string. You know, it's the pedigree of musicianship on the album is pretty awesome.
How have these songs been transferring to the live stage? Have been going down well?
I was about to curse, but I won't. They've been going down an absolute storm. And it's fun because I get to play all the Scissor stuff that I want to play. And it all goes hand in hand. You know, it's really a continuation of what I was doing with Scissor Sisters.
So after the gigs and the album and this year, what's next for Jake Shears?
I'm just focusing on just hoofing this record. I want to work this record as much as possible. I want as many people to hear it as possible. And I've got big dreams for this record. I think it could be, I think it could connect with a lot of people. So now it's my job to just work it and work it and work it.
Jake, we're looking forward to seeing you later and finding out how the album goes.
Awesome.
So thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for talking to me.